This is the Vision Resource Center of Berks County's Insight audio newsletter for the spring of 2017. Vision Resource Center of Berks County has been proudly serving Berks County since 1929. Their mission is to strive to prevent blindness and visual impairment and to advocate and provide quality education, support services, and rehabilitation to enrich the lives of blind and visually impaired persons and their caregivers. For more information, visit our website, vrcberks.org. Save the date for the Vision and Hearing Expo at the Crown Plaza Reading, presented by the Vision Resource Center of Berks County and Berks Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services, Wednesday, May 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meet potential customers face-to-face at Berks County's only gathering of vision and hearing experts. The President's Message. From Lori Schermerhorn, President and CEO. Happy spring, everyone! Mother Nature sure has been giving us a run for our money this past winter, hasn't she? Here at VRC, we have been ready and looking forward to the warmer weather months coming up. Our second Easter egg hunt for blind and visually impaired kids and their siblings is just around the corner, complete with talking eggs that say, "Yoo-hoo, I'm hiding," providing audible clues to help the kids locate them, which was a lot of fun for the kids and us last year. Our annual Vision and Hearing Expo is coming up again on May 17th at the Reading Crown Plaza. June ushers in summer and even warmer weather as we plan activities and day trips for our adult clients, and then it's time for kids camp again in July. Busy days ahead, but that's the way we like it. We also recently gave our website a facelift. Check it out when you have a chance to see what we're up to at vrcberks.org and like us on Facebook to get more information about what's going on at our agency, as well as inspirational stories about the blind and visually impaired. Until next time, Lori Schermerhorn, President and CEO. Calendar of events. Tuesday, April 4th, Insight on BCTV at 10 a.m. Tuesday, April 5th, Social Recreational Activity. Saturday, April 8th, Child Clients Spring Activity from 1 to 3 p.m. at VRC 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. Wednesday, April 19th, Lunch Bunch at 11:30 a.m. at Deluxe Restaurant, located at 2295 Lancaster Pike, Shillington. Wednesday, April 26th, Sight Loss Support Group with Mark Levengood from 1 to 3 p.m. at the VRC, located at 2020 Hampton Boulevard, Reading. Wednesday, April 26th, Caregiver Support Group from 2 to 3 p.m. at the VRC. Tuesday, May 2nd, Insight on BCTV at 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 17th, Lunch Bunch at 11:30 a.m. at Prime Steak and Wine Restaurant, located at the Crown Plaza, 1741 Paper Mill Road, Wyomissing. Wednesday, May 24th, Lunch and Learn at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, May 24th, Sight Loss Support Group with Mark Levengood from 1 to 3 p.m. at the VRC, located at 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. Wednesday, May 24th, Caregiver Support Group from 2 to 3 p.m. at the VRC. Tuesday, June 6th, Insight on BCTV at 10 a.m. Wednesday, June 21st, Sight Loss Support Group with Mark Levengood from 1 to 3 p.m. at the VRC, located at 2020 Hampton Boulevard. Wednesday, June 21st, Caregiver Support Group from 2 to 3 p.m. at the VRC, located at 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. Monday, June 26th through the 29th, Adult Activity Week for clients. Thursday, June 29th, Lunch Bunch Picnic at VRC, located at 2020 Hampton Boulevard in Reading. All questions, registrations, and transportation requests for Lunch Bunch, Lunch and Learn, Sight Loss Support Group, and Social Recreational Activities should be directed to Mark Levengood at 610-375-8407, extension 120. The Caregiver Support Group is dependent upon caregivers actually attending and or requesting support. Please do not register for events more than 1 month in advance, and please feel free to consult the VRC Activity Line at 610-375-8407, extension 123, for an audio recording of that specific month's events. April is National Sports Eye Safety Month. Prevention is the key, and sports-specific eye protection can save your vision. Eye protection during any activity with potential for injury can also save vision. Eye protection is more than eyeglasses, but specifically safety or sports glasses. For all age groups, sports-related eye injuries occur most frequently in baseball, basketball, and racket sports. If you already have reduced vision in one eye, consider the risks of injuring the stronger eye before participating in contact or racket sports, which pose a higher risk of eye injury. Check with your ophthalmologist to see if appropriate eye protection is available and whether or not participating in contact or racket sports is advised. May is Healthy Vision and Ultraviolet Awareness Month. Healthy Vision Month is sponsored by the American Academy of Ophthalmology to promote awareness of eye health, prevent eye diseases, and reduce vision loss. Ultraviolet Awareness Month is sponsored by Prevent Blindness America to increase awareness of how UV rays can damage your eyes, increase your risk of cataracts and cancers of the eye, especially in high-risk patients. Simple daily measures can prevent vision loss, such as wearing sunglasses with UV protection, wearing safety glasses when working outside or in the home, taking care of your contact lens, eating healthy, not smoking, and regular eye exams with your eye physician. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Cataract Awareness Month is a time to bring attention and awareness to a condition that is the most common cause of blindness worldwide. Cataracts are essentially the clouding of the lens inside the eye, the part behind the iris that focuses light to the retina in order to produce clear images for us to see. Although this clouding can be caused by certain medications, diseases such as diabetes, or trauma, the most common cause is the normal aging process. You can reduce or delay your risk of developing a cataract by doing the following: wear UV protection, stop smoking, control blood sugar if diabetic, eat a diet with more leafy, green vegetables and foods rich with antioxidants. Meet our new intern, Emily Palermo. I am currently attending Kutztown University, where I will be graduating in May of 2017. I'll be receiving a bachelor's degree in education with an emphasis on visual impairments and a minor in psychology. I have always had a passion for working with individuals with disabilities, so going into Kutztown, I knew I wanted to learn more about the field of special education. Throughout my college career, I was given the opportunity to work with students with visual impairments in and outside of the classroom. When I go back home to Long Island, New York during summer break, I get to incorporate the lessons I've learned at Kutztown when volunteering at Camp Abilities Long Island. Camp Abilities Long Island is a 4-day sports camp for children with visual impairments where we adapt sporting equipment and teach them how to play sports specialized for their impairment. These experiences at Kutztown and camp have been the biggest influence when choosing what I want to do with my career. It's a privilege to be able to complete my internship at the Vision Resource Center because it's opening my eyes to the different resources that are available for people with a visual impairment of all ages. During my time as an intern, I am working hands-on with clients at activities such as Lunch Bunch, Sight Loss Support Group, and Bowling Club. I'm also learning about what it's like to work at a nonprofit organization. I know that the experience and the knowledge I gain from being an intern will open up so many doors for me while working with people with a visual disability. Welcome Jim Weldy, our workshop coordinator. Anyone who knows the VRC knows one of our goals is to continually provide quality workshop services to an ever-growing community need. That said, we're happy to welcome Jim Weldy to our workshop services team. Jim comes to us as a volunteer with over 30 years of sales experience and lots of enthusiasm for finding new business partners for the VRC workshop. Having worked for Procter & Gamble in various sales capacities, he brings a wealth of experience and sales intuition to the table. Jim and his wife Nancy have been married for 30 years and have 2 children, Kelly and Ryan. Some of the services our workshop can provide help with include mailing and collating, packaging, and light assembly. Anyone interested in seeing what our workshop can do for your business, please contact Jim at 610-375-8407, extension 113, or email at jwelde@vrcberks.org. Approach, ask, assist. Approach. If you suspect someone may need a hand, walk up, greet them, and identify yourself. Ask. Would you like some help? The person will accept your offer and tell you how you can help, or will tell you they don't need assistance. Assist. Listen to the reply and assist as needed. Here are some tips for assisting people who are blind or have low vision. Address people who are blind or have limited vision by their names so they know you are speaking to them. Let the individual know that you have entered or are leaving the room. Let the person take your arm rather than you grabbing their arm. Do not relocate objects or furniture without telling the person. Do not fill glasses or cups to the brim. Use ordinary language, such as look and see, as they are part of everyone's vocabulary. Describe the surroundings and obstacles in a person's pathway, remembering to look up and down. Warn of overhangs such as kitchen cupboards, side mirrors on cars, and trees. Do not leave doors ajar. Close them or open them fully. Be aware that the person who is blind or has low vision will be at a disadvantage by not seeing what is going on. Therefore, talk about what is happening. Ask the individual directly what they want or need. Do not direct questions through their companion. When helping them to a seat, put their hand on the back of the chair and they will seat themselves. Don't interfere with a person's cane. Don't pet, talk to, or feed their guide dog. The person's safety can be put at risk by distracting their dog when the dog is working. And finally, when in doubt, ask. Helen Keller Day is June 27th. Many people know the story of Helen Keller and her teacher Anne Sullivan, and are familiar with the movie written about their lives entitled The Miracle Worker. But do you know about Helen's many accomplishments in life? Helen Keller was born June 27, 1880, in Alabama. At the age of 19 months, she lost her sight and hearing from an illness now believed to be scarlet fever. At age 7, Helen began receiving instruction from Anne Sullivan, a 20-year-old teacher at the Perkins Institute for the Blind. Anne taught her to read and write Braille and to communicate through sign language. With Anne Sullivan's help, Helen graduated cum laude from Radcliffe College in 1904 and was the first deaf-blind student in the U.S. to earn a bachelor's degree. At age 12, Helen published an autobiographical article in a children's magazine called The Youth's Companion. In her junior year at Radcliffe, she produced the first of several books, entitled The Story of My Life, which is still printed in over 50 languages. Helen published 4 other books of her personal experiences, as well as books on religion, contemporary social problems, and a biography of Anne Sullivan. Helen Keller lectured in over 25 countries, as well as writing in support of women's rights and other causes. In 1924, she became an advisor and major fundraiser for the American Foundation for the Blind, helping to improve services to individuals who are deaf and blind. Because of her great personal and professional accomplishments and the way in which she altered the world's perception of the capabilities of individuals who are deaf and blind, President Jimmy Carter proclaimed June 27, 1980, as Helen Keller Day. Save the date for Dine in the Dark 2017 on Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at a new location, the Crown Plaza, Reading. Come join VRC for an enlightening dinner experience to increase awareness of living with visual impairments. For tickets, call 610-375-8407. Services provided by Vision Resource Center of Berks County. Vision Screenings, the prevention of blindness program, targets the children of Berks County. This is a free screening service that's provided to children between 3 to 5 years of age. This service is provided at daycare centers, preschools, nursery schools, Head Start centers, and kindergarten registrations. These screenings are designed to detect eye issues at an early age because the earlier the detection, the earlier treatment can begin. Adult vision screenings are provided at various health fairs and community events throughout the year. These screenings are designed to assess an adult's vision changes. Sight Loss Support Group. This group meets monthly to provide support and problem solving for clients. This meeting is open to individuals who are blind or are visually impaired and their family members, friends, and caregivers. This meeting is designed to discuss the latest technology and medical breakthroughs that may be of interest to the attendees. Caregiver Sight Loss Support Group. This group meets bi-monthly to help other caregivers be a support for their visually impaired family member. Caregivers need the support of others that have experienced the difficulties with complete or partial vision loss and the changes that occur in everyone's life. Counseling. It's available for individuals who are struggling with the adjustment of a visual impairment or blindness. Counselor and client will work together to reach goals that are obtainable. The meetings will be adapted for each client's needs and desires. Lunch Bunch. This group meets monthly at various restaurants throughout Berks County as a means of socialization. This group is open to those with visual impairments or who are blind and their family members, friends, and caregivers. Assistive devices. A variety of assistive devices are available for individuals to purchase or lease. These items are available to assist an individual with vision issues to lead a more productive and independent life. Spanish-speaking Sight Loss Support Group. This group meets monthly to provide support for those within Berks County who are blind or have vision loss that feel more comfortable within the Spanish-speaking community. This group meets to discuss problems and possible solutions for difficulties they are having dealing with everyday life with their visual impairment. Education programs. Several education programs are available for different age groups of children. These programs are designed to discuss eye health and eye safety rules. Adult education programs can also be performed concerning specific eye issues or ideas for continued independence within the home with a visual impairment. Information and referral services. Following an individualized home visit, information and releases are obtained to discuss the best way to assist the client. If further assistance is necessary, referrals are made to the appropriate agencies to best address the client's individual needs for success with their visual impairment. And workshop services. Employing over 50 visually impaired, blind, or challenged individuals, the workshop promotes developing skill sets unique to each person's abilities and interests. Pride in Work Done produces a quality product for the customer. Each employee is paid for their specific amount of work performed. All work is done specific to the customer's specifications. For more information on any of these services or to schedule an appointment, call 610-375-8407 or visit vrcberks.org. This has been the VRC Insight Audio Newsletter for the spring of 2017. For more information, visit vrcberks.org or call 610-375-8407.
If you face blindness and it starts to seem as though your eyes are only good for crying, and you're feeling all alone, come to a place of kindness, and in a new way you will see that there's much more to hope than just learning to cope. You can live a life that's full and free. We're the Vision Resource Center. Let us be your guiding light as we strive to keep your dreams alive. Even if you lose your sight, you're not alone. Pick up the phone. We help friends and family too. We're the Vision Resource Center for people affected by blindness and low vision. We're here for you. Thank you. as we strive to keep your dreams alive, even if you lose your sight.